My name is Dr. Vanier Pettigrew. Vanier pronounced like Kanye. I am the CEO of Root Branch Media Group, the media mogul, also known as the woman who bought the block. So that's a story that has gone viral. It's been told and featured in over 50 plus publications and media outlets at this point. And I've done a number of talks over this last year, just kind of doing my own fireside chat speaker series, if you will, because people genuinely want to know, how did I do it? How did I buy the block? And so I'll share that portion of the story with you all. This journey is going to pick up from around the pandemic. So let me just back up and say, Root Branch Media Group, we are 19 years in business, rooted right here in Baltimore City, 100% owned and operated by me. And one of the components of our company, in addition to being a full-service media communications firm, we have an education arm to our company, right, where we teach film and media arts to young people. So we have multi-year contract with Baltimore City Public Schools, and I have over 40 teachers that go in and out of the schools to teach film, photography, and media arts to students. So when your students are going to, you know, gym class, music, or art, they also may have the option to take filmmaking with one of my instructors at their school. So pandemic came along. Now, we all remember this was March of 2020. At the time, the governor said, we're going to go home for 2 weeks. We know that 2 weeks turned into 2 years, right? And so for a small business like myself, sending the students home also meant my teachers went home. And so it directly impacted our business. And so two different things happened. One, literally that weekend, I was like, we need to do something to engage our young people, because while as adults we're scrambling to figure out what this all means, and, you know, while the young people were kind of excited because they thought they were on an early spring break, you know, and they were like, this is cool. From a media lens and always focusing on how are young people processing things, we decided to launch a video contest. So we launched this contest online, giving the young people an opportunity to make 2-minute videos to share how they are staying safe, connected to their schoolwork, their families, and their communities during this time. While that was going on, one of our program partners, an organization that I'm sure many of you all know, Young Audiences of Maryland, now known as Arts for Learning Maryland, they reached out to say, hey, Vanya, let's, you know, look at collaborating on something. So if you recall, when the governor said go home, in Baltimore City particularly, the students went home with a packet of paper. Do you all remember that? Like, are there any parents in the audience? And they gave them all those dittos to do that no one did, right? So we got a hold of the packet, and we were like, let's take a look at the lessons that are in the packet, and what if we created a pilot for a kid television show teaching the lesson in the packet? And so we produced this 30-minute kid television show pilot, pitched it to the CEO of the school district, Dr. Santelis. She loved it, her office loved it, and they funded the project. So the pandemic happened March of 2020. We, from April of 2020 to August, right through the summer, we produced 105 episodes of this 30-minute kid television show. It was intense, y'all, because, again, pandemic was fresh. It was scary. You know, people were losing life. People were losing their businesses. Storefronts, brick and mortars were shutting down. But for us, we were ramping up. We were considered essential personnel. I mean, do you remember you had to actually have a documentation to say that you were essential personnel, because you would get a ticket if you were outside? So we walked around with this letter from the school district saying, we're filming, we're doing this project, you know. But what this showed and why this was so significant, us producing this 105 episodes showed that media was a solution in the midst of a health crisis. Because, again, in a city like Baltimore, our students didn't own computers at home. They did not have access to the internet even at this point, right? So while the dittos were to hold them over, the reality of it is, if you're a household with multiple children who all need to be online at the exact same time virtually learning, it was impossible. However, what is the one thing that practically every household has, a television, right? So while they couldn't virtually learn by way of a computer or a tablet just yet, they were able to turn on their television. So we created content for grade bands K through 5th. So say your student was in 3rd grade, they could turn on the television at 11 o'clock, and they would see a lesson tailored specifically to their grade band, teaching those core lessons. And so that, like, really changed the trajectory of our company. I'm talking, now we were being approached by different agencies, the Department of Education, to just produce banks and banks of digital content and training materials. Because remember, y'all kids was learning at home. I said y'all because I don't have children. Y'all children were learning at home. The teachers were doing the best they can. They had a curtain hanging behind their head. They dog barking their own children at home. But we were like, at a certain point, we need to up the production value of the way our children are learning. So they were reaching out to the partner, Root Branch, to say, hey, can you produce this content for us? So we were ramping up, and it set me on this journey to get a production studio, because we were just at the time filming wherever we could. And again, all the offices were closed, so we were making studio space where we could, right? So I started on this journey to get an office or get us a studio. But in my heart, I knew I wanted to buy this time. I didn't want to just lease. So I found a space over in Hamden, 1750 Union Avenue, right, with the light rail right next to us. Again, we're a media studio. We're trying to record, and the light rail is going by every however many minutes on the minute. And so while producing all of this other content, we get a phone call from a company called Barcoding. Plot twist. Y'all didn't see that coming, right? I've told this story many a time, but I've never been on stage with Jay Steinman to be able to, because when I tell it, it sounds so crazy, but y'all heard Jay's story, so now y'all know how he rolled. My story gonna make sense. So, Barcoding reached out and said, their marketing comms team said, hey, we outgrew our space. They got a new building, and they wanted some new media and marketing material. So they contracted my company, Root Branch Media. So we headed up to their beautiful new building, and we captured all of this B-roll to show their scale and, you know, all of the big work and the magnitude of what they were doing. But to control the interview portion, we did that in studio at Root Branch. My studio space at the time was 700 square feet. Y'all know how big 700 square feet is? Well, probably up until where these seats are, right? 700 square feet, and literally, Mr. Steinmetz comes into the studio because, well, he's the CEO of the company. So I needed to interview him. And while we were doing the interview, there were a lot of points that he made in his interview. So he and I got to chatting afterwards. But one of the things that he said that really stood out, he talked about how important it was for small businesses to stay in the community and the impact that it makes on neighborhoods and the economy and all of the things when big brands like a Barcoding stay in Baltimore, you know. And I aligned with that and said, you know, I really want Root Branch to set its roots down and be rooted here in Baltimore. And true story, because you heard him, he said, well, my old building is for sale and it's not on the market, make me an offer. Now, I didn't tell y'all I'm not from here, I'm from Philadelphia. So I was like, well, what's this old building, right? So I said, okay, well, I'll bring the team over and we'll come take a look. When we came to take a look, I had no idea that the old building was 2220 Boston Street, a 14,400 square foot commercial building that sits on the waterfront. So in my mind, I'm like, what would make this person think standing in my 700 square foot studio that I could make him an offer on a 14,400 square foot property? And I was just crazy enough to make him an offer. So so I did. We went through the process. It was honestly a private sale. I like it. Sound effects. It was a private sale. He said, listen, I'm selling this building to you. Move in, take my name off the building, get in there and start doing the things. So I leased the property for 18 months, and after 18 months, I bought the property. Now, This isn't about dollars and cents, but again, my story went viral, so y'all can just look this up. So I bought the building for $2.25 million, right? And great buy, by the way. And in doing that, I bought a building, but it later landed on me that I not only bought a building, but I bought the block, because the building was the length of the block. And so when I bought the building, I bought the block, making me the first African-American woman in the state of Maryland to own an entire block on Baltimore's Harbor. So that was just the intro of the story. No, I'm just kidding. So again, we got in there, we named the building the RBMG building, Canton Harbor. I did that with intention because I have a vision that there will be other RBMG buildings throughout the city. And so while it started from this opportunity to create media and programming and education content for young people, we are now able to open the doors to our studios and invite those young people in to have field trip experiences in the building. We now have expanded our program beyond K through 12, and we are teaching young adults through our workforce development programs. We're partnering with organizations who are working with young people who have been criminally justice impacted. You know, we have expanded our media marketing and training initiatives to train other entrepreneurs and small businesses so that they could get the tools and the resources they need to scale and grow their business leveraging media. We launched our very own show that is like my baby. It's called Root Branch Marketplace, which is like a QVC-style production to really, you know, allow us the opportunity to, again, illuminate and shine light on these local small businesses. So, again, I bought the building and I bought the block, but now I'm ready to pull up. I'm bringing my block to your block so that we can build more of these media hubs throughout the region. Thank you.